Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted and passed down to us from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad said, "No sooner do a people go astray than they exaggerate in dispute," meaning they exaggerate in quarreling with one another, with arguing with one another. You know, arguing with one another, arguing with another person, this is one of those bad actions or characteristics that has been kind of frowned upon and reprimanded in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Among the people are those who dispute about Allah without any knowledge and follow every froward devil." We also read, "No one disputes the signs of Allah except the faithless. So do not be misled by their bustle in the towns." And you know, this is a theme that occurs recurrently in different places in the Holy Quran. Imam Ali also has been reported to have said, "Avoid dispute, for it brings about doubt." Over quarreling with another person regarding a subject, specifically about religious topics, you know, probing into them, especially when somebody doesn't have the required credentials or prerequisites for doing so, you know, this brings about doubt, and it brings about misgivings in religion. And but on the other hand, we also have other hadiths which say that, you know, debating in a positive way, in a conductive way, in a conducive way, in a way that leads towards, you know, the disclosure of truth, this is something good. For example, in the Holy Quran we read, "Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good advice, and dispute with them in a manner that is best. Indeed, your Lord knows best those who stray from his way, and he knows best those who are guided." And Imam Ali also said, "Command the young with arguing and debating, the adult with thought, and the elder with silence." Once it has been narrated that Imam Askari said, "The subject of disputing about religion was mentioned in the presence of a Sadiq and the Prophet, and that the Prophet and the infallible Imams alayhi wasalam prohibited it. So a Sadiq said, he never prohibited it absolutely, but only prohibited dispute in ways that are not the best." So disputing with people, it can be good, it can be bad, depending on how it is conducted. If it is done by a person who has the necessary credentials and knowledge about the subject he is disputing, it's good. And if it's done in a way where the purpose is the disclosure of truth, it's good. Otherwise, if it lacks these conditions and necessary requirements, you know, then it can be bad, and it can be prohibited, and it can even be religiously forbidden. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at dispute and its prohibited and recommended categories. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد